And that brings me to another question that you had talked earlier about the prosecutor and that she or the office itself served both the ICTY, the former Yugoslavia, and the Rwanda tribunal. Did that change at any time?
Yes. Excuse me. There was a conflict with Rwanda over the RPF cases, the prosecution of individuals, Tutsi individuals, who'd been part of the invading army that stopped the genocide and were essentially run by General Kagame, as he then was, who's now president.
RPF stands for what?
Basically the Popular Front.
Okay.
Rwanda Popular Front.
Okay.
They invaded from Uganda.
Right.
And were officered to a large extent by English-speaking Tutsis under English-speaking General Kagame. It's one part of the general cultural issues that overplay the tribal situation in Rwanda. And it is alleged that during the course of the invasion and during the course of the pacification process, the RPF engaged in killings, mass killings, of Hutus. And therefore the question has always been raised by those we have in the UNDF, by their defense council, and by the Hutu diaspora, why haven't we prosecuted the RPF people who committed massacres of thousands of Hutus? And this has been a bone of contention. The prosecutor hadn't done that. Prosecutor's position was always, I'm investigating. I'll look into it and I'll tell you later. And Carlo Del Ponte, in fact, reinvigorated the investigation of the RPF cases. And this definitely did upset certain individuals who might have had something to lose as a result of that. And it caused political problems for Carla Del Ponte. And she has always said that the reason why she was removed as prosecutor of this institution was because of the vigor with which she was pursuing the RPF cases. But in fact, there'd been considerable dissatisfaction, and I can vouch for that, with her dual role. The question really was whether the prosecution was being given its full attention in this institution as it was being given in the ICTY. And certainly I think the completion strategy issue was one of the issues where that came to the fore most. And so I think the issue was on the table, whether whatever the situation with Rwanda.
Mm-hmm. And when was, who decided and what was
the Security Council decided to remove her.
And not just remove her, but actually set two offices. In other words, am I correct in
yes,
that?
Yes, they appointed a new prosecutor, Hassan Boubacar Jallah.
And that person is the prosecutor only for the Rwandan
Absolutely.
Court. And then there was a separate one
for Yugoslavia.
For the Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
And when did that happen? What year, approximately?
I've forgotten.
Okay. Was it after you took your current...
No, I was still Chief of Chambers.
Okay, so sometime before 2005.
2004, 2005, somehow.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.